Anti-conversion changes are before a governor in India. Christian Radio for Russia suffers a setback, and a specialty missionary training program aims at on-the-job training. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Madhya Pradesh's governor is seeking legal advice over an anti-conversion dilemma. He's studying the controversial amendments to the Madhya Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act passed in the state legislative assembly last month. Mission India's Dave Stravers.
There is a campaign asking the governor to return the bill without signing it. The bill has not yet become law, so we're praying that this bill will not become law because it will give some reasons for persecutors to be able to make life difficult for converts and those who are working for the gospel.
It's assumed that the governor, who is a member of the majority party, would sign the bill that his party strongly supports. But Stravers says a different precedent has already been set.
We discovered in Rajasthan, where a similar bill had been passed, that the governor refused to sign the bill. And so there's really good reason to hope that this will happen. And I just think praying about this will have an effect.
Next, the 3,000-year-old caste system is keeping the country's Dalits, or the so-called untouchables, from drinking water. They're considered subhuman, and upper caste Hindus are prohibiting them from drinking at public wells. Gospel for Asia is doing something about it by drilling new wells at churches all across India and opening them to all people. This testimony may bring down barriers far enough that Christians will be able to tell them about Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. New Life Radio in Russia is facing a challenge. The primary partner of HCJB World Radio was told the Russian government purchased all of the transponders on their satellite system, forcing them to another. HCJB's Mark Irwin says to listen again, many will have to make a choice.
If somebody is receiving a big satellite television package and New Life Radio is on that package, as was the case, and then New Life Radio goes to a totally different satellite, then the listener will have to make a choice. Will I give up my television package so that I can follow New Life Radio?
In the meantime, Irwin is concerned about the future of Christian radio opportunities in Russia.
We see changes being put into place that have the potential to curtail ministry in the very near future. And so pray that, one, the doors will open, and of course pray that the resources will be there so that opportunities won't be missed.
We turn next to Madagascar. Africa Inland Mission's Mark Niles and his wife Stacy just wrapped up 2 years in the TIMO program there, short for Training and Ministry Outreach. He details what they were doing.
Basically, a program for new missionaries, 2 years of training as well as ministry. Our function there was really to learn the language and the culture and learn to work with a new team, and then obviously to share as much as we could of the gospel.
Niles says they concentrated on the Bera people. Their next step is undergoing a linguistics training program. It means it could be another year or more before they get back onto the field. Champing at the bit? Yes. Niles explains why.
The leader of our village just became a Christian, and he's the key person in that he is the one who leads the community. He's been one of the first in our specific area to become a Christian, and this has huge implications on the rest of the community.
And sexual addiction is growing in the United States. Divorce is at an all-time high for Christians. That's why Purpose Driven Ministries is holding their Celebrate Recovery Summit 2006 next week. It uses the purpose-driven model that attracts and wins the unchurched, develops them to spiritual maturity, equips them for ministry, and then helps them establish a life mission in the world. It may be the tool to help you establish a unique evangelistic ministry in your church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD First Fruits, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that will provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.